Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to Vitality Radio. I'm your host each and every week. My name is Jared St. Clair. I got a great one for you today with a fantastic guest. Cheryl Myers has been on before. She is a wonderful, wonderful wealth of information when it comes to herbal medicine. One of my favorite people to talk to. And I think the reason I love talking to her so much is because everything she says is always backed by multiple different studies. There's great information out there in the scientific community when it comes to natural products and herbs specifically. And Cheryl is fantastic at digging deep into that research and bringing it to you in a way that is easy to comprehend and gives you some actionable advice. So Cheryl's going to be on here in just a second. To preface that conversation, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about two powerhouse herbs from India, one of which you've heard about and one of which maybe you haven't. We're going to talk about andrographis. This is one where I really feel like there needs to be a lot more information out there about it. It's a truly awesome herb, and really I have done you maybe a disservice not talking about it more on Vitality Radio, but we're remedying that today. We're going to talk about what it can potentially do with autoimmune concerns, fatty liver, antiviral and bacterial properties that it has, and also how it can even potentially be useful for leaky gut. So we'll go into that and more when it comes to andrographis, and then a tried and true staple of natural medicine and of this show, because I talk about it all the time, is the herb turmeric, really even the food turmeric, and the compound found within turmeric, curcumin, which Cheryl will go in and explain what the difference is and why you need to focus on the curcumin over the turmeric itself. And she's going to go into some really, really important aspects of that that I think will help you understand it better. We're also going to talk about how a new product, new-ish, it's not so new that I haven't seen feedback on it. In fact, I've had tons of awesome feedback on it. But you need to know about it if you don't already. It's called the Terry Naturally Acute Pain, which is a true alternative to things like ibuprofen and Tylenol without the negative side effects. So that's what we're going to talk about today on Vitality Radio. And now I'll go ahead and bring on Cheryl Myers. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So this is exciting because, as I was saying in the intro, andrographis is it's an herb that I think is really a powerhouse. I know that you feel that way, and something that people need to know about. But, you know, unlike so many of the more, I guess, commonly used herbs, things like ashwagandha and turmeric and boswellia, things like that that we've talked about before, it just doesn't really have the same footprint here in America in terms of consumer knowledge. So I want to help remedy that by talking more about this powerful herb. But first, for people that don't remember you or didn't hear the previous show or whatever, you are the chief scientific affairs, chief of scientific affairs at Europharma, which I'll say this in front of you, but it's not just because you're sitting here, that Europharma is one of the brands that I consider the most trustworthy brands in terms of not bringing things to market that don't make sense and actually deliver results for people. You're an author and healthcare professional with certifications in cancer, pain control, and issues of aging, an expert in dietary supplements and natural medicines, and have even written done interviews for New York Times, Prevention, Wall Street Journal, and so on. And I will say that I've seen you speak live many times. I've had you on the show a couple of times now. Always a wealth of information. I know my listeners are in for a treat. So like I said, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And so your listeners might know the brand name, which is Terry Naturally. Mm-hmm. And then Europharma is our company. We actually make a couple brands, and the health food independent health food retail. You don't find us in the big box stores. That would be Terry Naturally. But we also have a veterinary line called Terry Naturally Animal Health. So in case people are wondering, like, why do we have so many names? Euro Pharma is the overbranching company. And then the name of the brand is Terry Naturally.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. So what's your take on andrographis in terms of what do you see and hear in terms of, you know, consumer awareness on this herb? Are you kind of in the same boat I am, where you feel like it's not as well known as it should be?
Well, it's certainly not as well known as many other herbs that are on the market, but that doesn't mean it isn't incredibly powerful. Andrographis is a traditional part of the medical system of India. So one of the, there's two different medical systems that try to lay claim to the oldest continuously practiced medical systems in the world. And it's traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda and TCM from China, Ayurveda from India, continually practiced and scientifically validated. And so when we look at many of the types of things we use today or are familiar with today, many of them sprang from the herbal knowledge that was present in Ayurveda. Now, andrographis, therefore, is an Ayurvedic herb. It's been used for millennia, but it is nicknamed the King of Bitters. And that may sound like an insult, like, you know, I don't want to be a bitter and twisted woman, right? You know, bitter doesn't sound like fun. But you have to remember that when people practice botanical medicine, very often they connect the level of bitterness of an herb to the medicinal value of the herb. So when these ancient practitioners nicknamed it the King of Bitters, it was like saying it's the King of Kings. It's the best of the best. It's the most powerful of the powerful because of its extreme bitterness. That said, do not chew andrographis. You will be in for a taste surprise if you try to do that. But as far as medicinally, it has been proven to have characteristics that are incredibly valuable to our health today. I love it when things are historically validated with millennia of use, and then they're validated by science today. That's like a win-win for me. But when we look at andrographis, it's antibacterial. It's antiviral. It has some cancer protective activity. It helps with keep your immune system strong. It has some activity with reducing blood sugars and diabetes. It helps to lower blood pressure. It's one of those things that does a lot of different things that are valuable for our health. The two areas that I particularly like have to do with its immune system activity and also its liver protection and liver activity. When we are looking at people's health today, one of the biggest challenges I see is the dramatic increase in liver disease. And a lot of times people don't even know that they're having a problem. It's estimated that more than two-thirds of people over the age of 60 have some level of fatty deposits in their liver that's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's a direct consequence of our blood sugar epidemic. It's a direct consequence of obesity. It's a problem with insulin resistance when the sugar in our bloodstream cannot get inside the cells to be burned as energy. And so the body turns them into the storage form of energy, which we call fat tissue, adipose tissue. And some of that ends up in the liver. And if you have enough fat in the liver, it interferes with proper liver function. One of the primary activities of our liver is detoxification. It also puts you at risk for liver cancer. And it can also turn into more serious life-threatening liver diseases. So when I hear numbers of people over 60 that more than half, you know, most of the people walking around are having some level of fatty impairment in the liver and some with flat out non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it makes my ears perk up when I hear something that's particularly good to help individuals with this issue. And so that's one of the ways that I most recommend andrographis. I usually recommend it in partnership with our curcumin, that clinically studied curcumin. You put those two together, it is very, very useful for people that are struggling with liver issues. When it comes to immune system activity, there's a lot of studies on andrographis, even with something as simple as the common cold. There was a published study looking at 223 adults, and they suffered from two or more symptoms of the common cold. And they gave one group andrographis, and they gave one group a placebo that looked like andrographis. And by the third day, the symptoms in the andrographis group were cut in half and continued until day five, when they were cut by 85%, whereas the folks in the placebo group indeed did have some improvement in their symptoms, but plateaued at day three and continued to have two-thirds of their original symptoms even by day five. So it shows that it can help us to get over the cold faster. It helps prevent the common cold in the first place by helping your immune system be responsive to the threats when we have a virus that comes knocking at our door. But it also helps if you already have a cold, especially two symptoms, sore throat and runny nose. So in a clinical study looking specifically at fatigue, sore throat, runny nose, and sleeplessness associated with the common cold, in just 2 days of using Endographis, we see there's a significant decrease in all symptoms. So headache, earache, phlegm production, frequency, intensity of coughing attacks, runny nose, sore throat, etc. So, you know, that, as I said, I love it when we see some traditionally used herbs that get some excellent studied clinical trials as well. There's also studies on Andrographis with its key compound. There's a compound in Andrographis called andrographolide. And if you are using an unstandardized Andrographis, you may be getting zero andrographolide or very small amounts of andrographolide. So it's important to make sure if you want to replicate what's been used in human research and human clinical studies, you've got to make sure that you are getting an Andrographis that is standardized in such a manner that it's going to provide those benefits to you. For instance, in ours, the reason our Andrographis is called EP80 is because it is a very high extract. It is a 20%, which yields up 80 milligrams of andrographolides even in a single dose. The antiviral activities of andrographolide, it's been tested in vitro and in animals against things like the herpes simplex virus, swine flu, HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, human papillomavirus, H1N1, chikungunya virus, the list goes on and on. So as I said, this is one of those supplements that are great to keep on board, especially if you're during cold and flu season. Keep it on board every day as part of your daily regimen. And but if you know, it's to help prevent in the first place, but also if you start to get sick, you know, get it on board quickly.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it is one of those herbs that has a pretty wide range of potential benefits. It does seem like, you know, based on what you're saying and some of the research I did before the show, that respiratory health and immune health, as well as anti-inflammatory benefits are some of the key factors. But you mentioned a couple things I want to follow up on. I've noticed, you know, I've been doing this, you know, pretty much my whole life in our family store, Vitality Nutrition. And I remember a day not too long ago where I almost never had anybody even say fatty liver disease. I almost never even heard that. And now I get people asking about it on a pretty regular basis. So what you're saying in terms of, you know, the numbers and kind of almost epidemic levels of that illness rings true to me just anecdotally and all the people that suddenly are coming into me asking about it. It's a much, much more common thing. And so anything that we can do to take care of our livers and protect our livers clearly makes sense. I'm curious about the anti-inflammatory benefits because I've read a couple of studies. There was a study I read about rheumatoid arthritis, another one on ulcerative colitis, and one on osteoarthritis, which is kind of interesting because you have two autoimmune inflammatory conditions, and then one what I call the wear and tear inflammation of osteoarthritis. What do we know about how Andrographis works for inflammation? Because you specifically mentioned, you know, utilizing it along with curcumin, which, of course, I think most people are aware of now as a powerful anti-inflammatory herb. How does Andrographis work in comparison, and why do you think the two together might be better than one or the other?
Well, I believe that curcumin, and you know our Curamed 750 with that BCM95 curcumin, is the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world. We're up to 90 studies specifically on our product. Of them, 41 are human clinical trials, including studies on fatty liver disease. So, you know, it is, to me, it's the A player. It is the one that has the most widespread activity against inflammation. But the reason I really love Andrographis for reducing inflammation is it works a little bit differently. There is some overlap with curcumin, but there's also research that shows that it helps to stop certain inflammatory triggers that start a cascade and effect in our body, And there's these compounds, and it gets a little technical, but they're called MMPs, metalloproteinases, matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs, that trigger them to be overexpressed, which leads to cartilage damage in the joints. So yes, there's some great studies looking at andrographis reducing joint swelling and tenderness in both rheumatoid arthritis and a little bit in osteoarthritis. So that's why I think that we have just a little bit of diversity of activity. And quite honestly, if your liver is not working well, you know, we're not disconnected. Everything in our body is connected to everything else. Right. I always say our bodies are like teenagers with smartphones. We are messaging each other constantly. Mm-hmm. And if your liver is not doing quite what it ought to do, especially with clearing out certain toxins and certain compounds the body's trying to rid itself of, you will also see an increase in inflammation. And then when you see an increase in inflammation, you're at greater risk for liver disease. It's like a downward spiral that keeps feeding itself. So using these two together can be particularly beneficial in stopping that self-destructive cycle and trying to put things aright and stop all of those cascade events and turn things around. Yes, I do love them used together, and you are absolutely right. It does have those benefits as well.
Excellent. Okay, so then another question, because mm-hmm. when it comes to immune, we have kind of maybe for lack of a better term, sort of two sides of what we look at. We look at, you know, autoimmune issues, which also are on an unparalleled rise in this country. Mm-hmm. And then we have, you know, just basic immune support, like you said, with the common cold and things like that. Now, sometimes there are certain herbs that might be fantastic for a cold, but rev up the immune system too much. And it may not be what we want for an autoimmune disease where the immune system is already sort of overactive, we'll say. How does andrographis fit in there?
Well, first, if you have an autoimmune disease, bless your heart, because those are difficult to deal with. And I have enormous amounts of sympathy. And there's lots of things that you can do. I hope you can get connected with some folks that can help you understand your illness. There are dietary changes and lifestyle changes that can have tremendous impact. Mm-hmm. on your autoimmune disease. That said, a lot of autoimmunity develops in the gut because the body, the doorways aren't shut tight enough in the gut. And, you know, we have these doorways through which we get our nutrients, right? I mean, you don't want all the doors shut in your gut or else you'll die of starvation. Nothing will get in. But you don't want them to open too wide either. They call that leaky gut. And leaky gut means that compounds are absorbed in sizes that they're not supposed to be absorbed. And so as a result of that, it may not be something harmful, but you got two little proteins stuck together when there should only be one. And then they end up in the bloodstream and your body goes, holy guacamole, what is this? It's an invader. And it starts stimulating the immune system. So one of the best things that we can do is, as I said, looking at, you know, making sure that our food is fully digested. There's some alterations in diet, but trying to reduce inflammation in our gut and help close up those doors. That's a very long way for me to say that. One of the things that andrographolides and andrographis have been tested for is reducing ulcerative colitis because it inhibits two kinds of inflammatory compounds called interleukins, interleukin 23 and 17, that create a lot of downstream inflammation in the gut. So one way that andrographis can help with autoimmunity is to help with some of the gut issues that tend to feed autoimmunity. Secondly, there are studies, as you mentioned, of andrographis helping to improve rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. It does not cause flares. It actually does the opposite. There are also studies on andrographis and multiple sclerosis, another issue with autoimmunity, where the body is attacking the myelin sheath around the nerves. It settles it down. It does not rev it up. And that study was 13 months long. So it shows that even with long-term use, it's beneficial. So when people, I understand why your ears would prick up, especially if you have autoimmune disease, when you start saying things like it's going to make your immune system stronger. Well, you've got to realize that with autoimmune disease, it's one little bit of your immune system that isn't working correctly. Mm-hmm. And there are several others that are working just fine. And so the trick is to find something that isn't a strong immune stimulant, which I call the buglers because they're like the army buglers. You know, they blow their horn and they call out the troops. You want to be careful with those. But making the immune system stronger does not automatically equal problems with autoimmunity or helping the, for example, the white blood cells do their job better doesn't necessarily mean that you're feeding autoimmunity. But it's a good question to ask, and it's a good thing to look into.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that people get clear on that, because we do know that, again, you know, we don't want to overstimulate the system when we're dealing with the immune system, when we're dealing with autoimmune stuff. But I love what you said about that, and it makes perfect sense where it would be so useful for something like ulcerative colitis, which is autoimmune and, of course, centered in the gut. And so a perfect companion there. Another study that I read that I was pretty fascinated by, and it comes back to liver health, was specifically protection against hepatitis C. They did a study, and I don't know if you've seen this one or not. I had not seen it until I started prepping for the show, but the andrographolide specifically showed that it helped to limit the growth of hepatitis C virus, reducing the rate of which the infection at which the infection develops, and prevent damage to the liver. So lots of liver protective stuff with andrographis that I think is pretty fascinating.
Absolutely. Now, that doesn't mean to engage in any kind of risky behavior, but it's not a get out of jail free card, but it is, as I said, it's not just hepatitis C, but there's also antiviral activity against hepatitis B. So, I think, as I said, this is one of my favorite, it's one of my top, I'd say it's a top three liver herb for me, in addition to being so fantastic for immune. In fact, entirely during the pandemic, this was part of my regimen. I took andrographis every single day.
So then that was the next question I wanted to ask, actually. Two things. How much andrographis is typically being used in these studies? And also, how much of the andrographolide? You said that the andrographis from Terry Naturally is 20%. Standardized, right? 20% andrographolide.
Correct.
So what's being used in the studies in terms of potency? And then how is it typically suggested, or what do you think makes sense for people in terms of occasional use for certain things versus long-term use?
Well, you know, sometimes it's difficult when you look at the clinical studies on herbs, because some studies might be on just picking the herb, drying the herb, and grinding it up. Mm-hmm. Without standardization. Some studies may be on something that is extracted, meaning they pull out the key compounds so that they're more concentrated. Some may be standardized to 1%, 2%, 5%. So it can be a little tricky. But I would say that most of the studies are between 400, 800 milligrams.
Okay.
Our product is a 400 milligram. It's called Andrographis EP80 Extra Strength. And it has that standardization of the 20%. So you're getting a full 80 milligrams of andrographolides in every single dose. One capsule a day is generally enough for most people. If you believe that you need additional support, it is not dangerous to take it twice daily. But this is not one of those botanicals where you need to dose up to 10 or 12 capsules a day. You just don't need to. This is very powerful in its own right.
Yeah, and a lot of the studies that I saw were only 28 days, 30 days, and they were showing significant improvement in a short period of time. So not only does it seem you don't need a high dose, but you also don't need to use it for a long period of time before you start to see results.
That's true. That's true. And depending upon what you're using it for.
Right.
If you have, for example, if you have fatty liver deposits, you probably don't feel those. I mean, it's not like suddenly they're there and suddenly they're gone and you think, oh my gosh, that pain disappeared. They're generally not painful. But absolutely over time, you're just going to have an enhanced sense of well-being. As your liver performs better, you're going to have a reduced exposure to toxins. You're not going to your immune system is going to be stronger. Your thinking will be more clear. If your liver is healthy, our liver makes one of our anti-aging compounds called glutathione. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to boil down the fountain of youth to one single thing that our body makes. There's a lot of things our body makes that's crucially important. But I would argue that active glutathione is one of them. If your liver is not healthy, you are making minimal amounts of this compound and you're going to see accelerated aging. If your liver is super healthy and ready to go, 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 you're going to make the amount you're supposed to make and perhaps have a healthier aging process.
Yeah, I like that. And so you did mention it, so I'm going to have you go into it a little bit. You said andrographis is probably a top three liver herb. So I'm going to guess that curcumin or turmeric would be in that top three. What else are you going to put in there?
I would say a high Silymarin milk thistle, not just crude milk thistle, but milk thistle that has a high standardization to the most important compounds, like the Silymarins that are in milk thistle.
All right, excellent. And so let's go ahead then and before we move on, is there anything else that you think people need to know about andrographis?
Well, just as I said, it's safe to be taken every day. If you don't want to add it every day, it's nice to have in your medicine cabinet in case you start to get the sniffles. Might be part of your regimen to help head off a cold or the flu before it takes hold. It's a product that you can use as needed or ongoing.
Okay, awesome. All right, so the thing that maybe Terry Naturally is most well known for, and certainly the product that I've talked the most about on Vitality Radio from your line, is Curamed. You mentioned it earlier. Curamed, of course, being a brand name for a very specific type of turmeric extract. First, will you explain to my listeners how is Curamed actually made and what makes it different from other turmeric extracts? Because there's a million of them out there.
Well, you know, I blame the media a little bit because they use turmeric and curcumin interchangeably, and it's very confusing. So I've seen things like articles, what spice hiding in your kitchen cabinet might be the answer for arthritis. Mm-hmm. It's turmeric. And then you read the article and it's no, it's curcumin, which is from turmeric. So it's understandable why people get these two terms confused. Turmeric is the plant. It's a green leafy plant above ground, and below ground, it forms a tuber from which the roots descend. That's called the rhizome. So when you dig that up and dry it and grind it, you get this wonderful spice called turmeric. It's this brilliant yellow-orange color. It is also used as a natural dye, a natural pigment. They use it for dyeing cloth in India. They also use it for certain ceremonial pastes to decorate the face. There's a compound in turmeric called curcumin. Curcumin is a pigment. Curcumin is what makes turmeric that brilliant yellow-orange color. And isn't that the way it often is? Is sometimes the thing that gives the plant the color is one of the healthiest things in the plant. Yeah. So when we look at tomatoes, what makes tomatoes red? It's lycopene. What makes carrots orange? It's beta-carotene. Indirectly, what makes shrimp pink and salmon pink? That would be astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. So sometimes these pigments can be super powerful. But there's not very much in it. So when you look at turmeric, only 2% to 5% is actually curcumin. And that's where people start to get into some trouble because there are, believe it or not, disreputable folk out there, especially on the internet, who will sell you turmeric in a capsule, 1,000 milligrams for $9.95. And if you order three, we'll ship it to you for free and sign up for our, you know, constant refill program. And they make all these claims for curcumin. That's like, this has got 1,000 milligrams of turmeric. Doesn't that sound like an awesome dose?
Yep.
But they'll say it contains curcumin. Curcumin is, maybe they'll say, studied for cancer and arthritis and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on and on. But what they don't reveal is that in turmeric, even 1,000 milligrams can be as little as 20 milligrams of curcumin. And that's like what my grandfather would call spitting in the ocean to raise the tide. You are not going to come anywhere near the dosage levels you need to actually affect physiological changes in your body trying to do it with 20 milligrams a day. It's just not going to happen. And so people who buy these products end up disappointed. And then they throw them out the window and say, I knew this stuff was all just voodoo. And I should have listened to my next door neighbor who said, it was just a cheat and whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they had gotten connected to a legitimate natural medicine that could cause some actual change, it might have added years to their lives because they might have adopted other things to help support their natural lifestyle. So that's the biggest difference right off the get-go is there's turmeric and there's curcumin. Little bit of curcumin and a lot of turmeric. Now, curcumin and turmeric are neither one of them very well absorbed. And so the early studies on curcumin used 20 to 24 capsules a day to get a little bit of curcumin in the body. Unless they are dipped in Godiva dark chocolate, I am not going to be taking 24 capsules a day. It's going to have to be something very compelling. So the race was on. How can we improve the absorption of curcumin? And there's more than one way. But the way we chose, I believe, is the best and the most effective way is we use a compound found in turmeric called turmeric essential oil. So we are the only curcumin on the market, the boosted absorption of which comes from the turmeric plant itself. So this is not a curcumin product. These are two extracts. It's a curcumin and a turmeric essential oil product that's put together in a patented process. So one extraction of the turmeric yields curcumin. A different extraction of the turmeric yields the essential oil. There's no curcumin in turmeric essential oil, but there are other healthy beneficial compounds called turmerones, the most important of which is called aromatic turmerones. And not only does it boost the absorption of the curcumin, about 700%, peak levels about 10 times, but it also helps keep curcumin in its active phase as free curcumin longer. So that's why I'm really excited about this process. And the way they do it is every single flake of curcumin is embedded with a small amount of turmeric essential oil. So whether you get it in a wet formulation like a soft gel with a liquid filling, or whether you get it in a dry formulation like a two-piece hard shell capsule like some of our pain products, people say, well, where's the turmeric oil? It's inside the curcumin. So you're always getting the exact correct ratio of curcumin and turmeric essential oil that have been clinically studied and shown to boost absorption. So if you wanted to compare our curcumin, that process, that patented process is called BCM95, and we have a line of natural medicines called CuraMed and a line of natural pain relievers for occasional pain called CuraMin. If you were to look at both of those, you know, they, as I said, those are the most clinically studied enhanced absorbability curcumin in the world. One single CuraMed, you would have to take 300 to 500 capsules of turmeric to get the amount of curcumin in your bloodstream as one single CuraMed. That's how powerful this product is, and that's why it's been used in so many published human clinical trials.
Yeah, and I, until somebody proves otherwise, I have never seen anything work the way that CuraMed works. The consistent positive feedback we get from our customers at Vitality Nutrition, it's the best. We brought in some what are considered to be, you know, kind of premium level turmeric products that mm-hmm. do, like you said, there's more than one way to enhance absorption. And they've got good clinical studies showing that their product is absorbed more effectively than a regular turmeric. But I've yet to see one that actually does what CuraMed does at the same level that it does it. So definitely my favorite. And I don't know if we know, Cheryl, maybe you know the answer to this question, certainly probably better than I do. Do you think that the real magic lies in the turmerones and the essential oil more so than just the absorbability of the curcumin itself?
Yes, you can use, and there are products that use synthetic solvents that are carcinogenic to boost absorption, many, many, many fold. So if you want to get 100 times better absorbed curcumin, I could make that for you. The downside is you're increasing your cancer risk, and who wants to put these huge amounts of solvents in their body? There's lots of ways that you can boost absorption. So number one is by using the turmeric essential oil in this patented process, there you are avoiding using the types of systems that are just not healthy for people to use. The other thing is you are absolutely right. Curcumin contains a grouping of compounds called curcuminoids, curcumin, dimethoxycurcumin, and bisdimethoxycurcumin. So it's a family of compounds. So you're getting that full spectrum, but the turmeric essential oil has other compounds from turmeric that are also beneficial, including this AR or aromatic turmerone that itself is independently studied for anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory activities. So there's a lot of really good research even on using that independently. So by putting those two together, we're getting a win-win-win-win. We've got the boosted curcumin absorption. We've got the delivery of the aromatic turmerones along with the curcuminoids. We've got the not only the boosted absorption overall, but the boosted peak absorption. And we have the synergism of ingredients that help keep the curcumin active longer. And so you can see that that's one of the reasons why I believe that our curcumin is the most medicinal, and maybe that's why it's been the choice of so many scientists and doctors to use in their research, is because it provides a wider spectrum of benefits than just somebody who takes curcumin and throws it in a bottle with a synthetic solvent.
Yeah. And again, I'm completely convinced, and I've used it for years myself. So let's talk then a little bit. I think generally speaking, the majority of people who've heard of curcumin or turmeric are essentially going to associate it with anti-inflammatory benefit, because there's a lot of studies mm-hmm. that indicate that. But there's even a little more to it than that, for sure. And of course, when you think of inflammation, at least in my mind, you know, 85%, they say, of disease in America is inflammatory in nature anyway. And so even though a lot of us tend to think of inflammation as things we can feel, like arthritis, there are plenty of inflammatory conditions such as diabetes or heart disease and things like that. Alzheimer's, you mentioned, dementia, all inflammatory issues. And so any powerful natural anti-inflammatory can play a role in a wide range of places. But what do you think people need to understand about turmeric and how it can be used, and specifically Curamed, based on the research we have?
Well, when we look at the three prongs of most chronic diseases and the three prongs of the aging process itself, the three most powerful impacts has to do with chronic inflammation, chronic oxidative stress, and exposure to toxins. So when we look at curcumin, it's the most powerful all-around natural anti-inflammatory out there. When we look at oxidative stress, people might hear that word tossed around, but what that means is you have compounds called free radicals, and we make free radicals just by living. I mean, they're not unnatural, they're made, but they're damaging. And we're exposed to free radicals by being out in the sun too much or secondhand smoke or whatever. But it's just something that our body has to deal with all the time. If you cannot neutralize those free radicals, then they're gonna damage your DNA. And if they damage your DNA, that's the blueprint that makes your cells. That means the next cell that's made not quite as pretty as the first cell that was made. And that's why you start to see a lot of the cumulative errors in the aging process. If it damages the blueprint too badly, that becomes a malignant cell or a cancer cell because it doesn't know when to stop growing. And that, of course, is very dangerous. So by being such a powerful, super powerful antioxidant, it neutralizes very many of those free radicals that can cause the damage that leads to the chronic illnesses and, as I said, the aging process itself. And then you have toxic exposure. So we're all exposed to toxins. We create toxins in our body. We eat toxins. We breathe toxins. It's mm-hmm. just a fact of life. No matter how clean you try to be, you're going to have toxic exposure. We can try to limit it, but we're still going to have some. So how do we get these toxins out of our body? Well, envision them as a traffic jam. They're driving around in your bloodstream, and they're trying to get into the parking garage. The parking garage is your liver. Your parking garage only has so many spaces. And so you have to wait for a new car to come in. You have to wait for a car to exit the parking garage, right? Anybody who's driven around a parking lot during Christmas season knows what I'm talking about. Somebody has to pull out before you can pull in. So if your liver is slow, if it's not detoxing properly, if it's inflamed, if it has a lot of fatty deposits, those cars take their time pulling out of the parking places and being scooted out of the body. So before the next one come in. So if your liver is slow, you're going to have 10, 20, 30, 100 times the toxic exposure because those toxins just keep circulating in your bloodstream until they can pull into a parking space. Curcumin is fantastic at enhancing bile production in the liver, which is the mechanisms by which the body takes those cars and drives them out of the body. So if you get the bile flowing better, if you get the toxins leaving the liver even 10% faster, you're reducing your toxic exposure by 10% because now you can get the traffic to come into the parking garage to wait their turn so they can be excreted as well. So when we look, that's one of the things I have to say about curcumin. Well, you and I could play a game. I bet we could not come up with a disease or an injury that would not benefit from the use of curcumin because of the fact that it's super powerful antioxidant, super powerful anti-inflammatory, and super powerful at improving detoxification processes in the liver. I think that every kid that graduates from high school should be handed a bottle of Curamed 750, start taking one a day, I swear. It would probably, on average, add 10 years to their lifespan. This is a powerful, this is my, everybody says, what's your favorite? I do not have a favorite. I believe in the right tool for the right job. Mm-hmm. But I do believe when we look at basics of what you would keep on board every day, I'll take this the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's as close to universal as any herb possibly could be, I think. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. really a pretty incredible, incredible, you could really call it a superfood because, of course, it's been used in food for years. If you're into Indian food, you've seen tikka masala and that beautiful, you know, red-orange color that it comes out. Well,
vibrant.
Lots mm-hmm. and lots of turmeric in there and, of course, some curcuminoids to go along with it. So then with Curamed, you've got actually, and this, I know this gets confusing for a few of my customers. There are a few different potencies and a few different dosage forms that are available. We have a 375 milligram soft gel. We have a 750 milligram soft gel. There's a 500 milligram capsule and a 200 milligram capsule. Those are our biggest sellers in terms of, you know, our most popular formulas. But then we also have this new product that I want to make sure we hit to new-ish called Acute Pain, which is a Curamed formula as well that I'm crazy about based on the feedback we've had. Why would somebody choose, you know, these different dosages of the Curamed first and these different dosage forms?
I get that question quite a bit. So the 375, well, wait, we started out with the 750. That is, as the kids would say, the bomb. That's our highest dosage curcumin product. Curamed 750, that's the dosage strength that was used in the published human clinical trials. But after we launched it, we had a lot of requests from folks to say, I'm not trying to combat some major problem. I just want to have a little bit on board, you know, for the healthy aging process. So they wanted a lower dosage size, smaller capsule. So that's why we came out with a half strength. So it's great for kids. You know, it's great for just prevention. And then we had folks, because the soft gel is in a gelatin soft gel, mm-hmm. which is animal based, we had folks that wanted a vegan formulation. So that's when we came out with the two-piece hard shell capsule vegan formula of the 500 milligrams. So those are in a nutshell, the differences. Now the Curamed acute pain, we do have a couple of targeted Curamed formulas beyond Curamed 750. The acute pain formulation is the combination of this unique curcumin, the BCM95 curcumin, with a uniquely standardized boswellia that's about 10 times more powerful than standardized boswellia. So those two together are the two best I know of for putting it together as a combo, a basic dynamic duo to help with pain and inflammation. And so then they are suspended in high dissolution black sesame seed oil. The black sesame seed oil, of course, itself is healthy, but it's not in there for medicinal reasons. It's in there as a suspension agent. So they froth it in an emulsification process, and it's put in a fast dissolve liquid gel. Our tests, we do dissolution and disintegration on all of our products to make sure they behave the way they're supposed to. And we're seeing dissolution times of usually less than 5 minutes. So when we say acute pain formula, you know, if you have an occasional headache or menstrual cramps or you fell off your bicycle or whatever it is, this gets on board and gets on board fast. And in one of the published human trials on this, on the combination, found that it's people report significant relief in less than an hour. I personally, my own experience and experience of others is less than half an hour, mm-hmm. but I don't want to tell people a half hour and then they say, well, it's half hour and I'm not quite feeling it. And at 45 minutes, they might. So I generally tell folks, less than an hour.
Yeah, but I would totally agree with you based on our feedback that, yeah, it's people consistently tell me it's as quicker than something like an ibuprofen or mm-hmm. a Tylenol or something like that. And then, of course, we know that not only is curcumin, you know, overall a much, much healthier option and than either of those, but also I think it's so maybe funny's not the right word, but ironic maybe, that we have something that can work as quickly and as powerfully as Curamed and Bosmed when they're combined together in that acute pain formula, that are also liver protective and gut protective as opposed to gut eroding and liver, potentially liver disease causing like Tylenol is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, people may not recognize because over-the-counter drugs are perceived as extremely safe. You require a lot of caution with their use. You know, acetaminophen, which is the generic of Tylenol, is the number one cause of acute liver failure in America. Mm-hmm. And that means sudden onset liver failure. And the reason is usually because people don't realize how much acetaminophen they're taking. So they take a couple, you know, maybe they're on Vicodin or some really strong pain product because they have a disc problem in their back. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that's in a base of acetaminophen. And then they catch cold and they get horrible cold and flu. And they use one of those, let's pour it in a packet with hot water, dissolvable flu products that are over the counter. And that has acetaminophen in it. And then they're like, oh, this headache's not getting better. I better take a couple extra strength, right? So then they put in another and all of a sudden their liver shuts down and they don't even know that they've overdosed on or gotten into dangerous levels with their acetaminophen usage. Acetaminophen, and I mentioned this wonderful compound before called glutathione, acetaminophen diminishes the liver's ability to make glutathione. I often say if glutathione is Superman, acetaminophen is kryptonite. So if you are using, if you took two Tylenol last month because you had a headache, I am not worried about you. But I'm worried about the folks that take it every single day. Or the people that aren't even in pain that take acetaminophen PM or Tylenol PM to sleep at night and they don't even need it because they want the Benadryl that's on board, the diphenhydramine to sleep, which is its own set of issues. So we have all this exposure. People don't realize that they are accelerating the aging process by doing that and causing potential liver problems.
Well, you know, Cheryl, I think too that people have been led into sort of a false sense of security when it comes to acetaminophen, because even when they have a baby and they go to the pediatrician, one of the first lines of defense for a fever or any of these types of things is children's Tylenol or acetaminophen. And so we think, well, it must be very, very safe if they're recommending it for babies and children. And so then it must be even safer for adults. But the studies, you know, you laid it out really well. The studies indicate that a minor overdose of acetaminophen can shut down the liver. If your max dose per day, I think it's 4,000 milligrams is the max dose that's recommended. And it happens quite commonly, my understanding, that people get to 5,000 and that's when the liver shuts down. So it's not like you have to have a severe overdose. It's a very small overdose. Mm-hmm. And so if we can find anything that isn't that to combat these things, then of course we're all going to be a whole lot healthier because of it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, we have bumped up against the clock here, and there's many more things that I could ask you. You are always a wealth of information, but I think what we'll do is go ahead and wrap up now. What I'd like to let you know listening is that if you have more questions about either of these, I've got a fantastic staff at Vitality Nutrition that's willing and able to answer those questions. Give us a call, 801-292-6662, or of course, you can jump on and talk to either me or my son Bridger on the chat on Vitality Nutrition.com. We'll have links to the things that we've discussed in the show description. And so please check those out and let us know if you have any questions. And Cheryl, until next time, thank you so much for joining me and for your knowledge and wisdom here on Vitality Radio.
I sure appreciate it. And thank you for all you do to get good information out to folks to help them lead healthier lives.
We're all doing our best to get the word out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. Cheryl is just awesome. Love talking to her about this stuff. If you didn't hear her conversation with me about Boswellia, we'll link to that show in the show description. We'll also link to the show where we talked more about the acute pain formula, because that's been now a couple of years ago. So those will be in there if you want to hear a little bit more. I want to bring up one more thing since I have just a couple of more minutes. I actually was a little off on the clock when I was talking to Cheryl. And so I want to mention one thing because she brought it up and I wanted to get into it in the conversation, but we ended up kind of moving past that into new territory. So I have had many, but one in particular that I'll point out as a story for you, a customer that came into Vitality Nutrition, and I've seen this a lot. This one was fairly recent, so it's the closest or the most fresh one in my mind, we'll say, with a bottle of turmeric extract from Amazon that she had bought. And she just basically showed it to me and said, you know, is this a good product or not? And Cheryl mentioned that you might have a product with 1,000 milligrams of turmeric in it, but, you know, maybe just a teeny little bit of curcumin, maybe 20 milligrams if it's, you know, a 2% potency like it is found in nature. And that, you know, that doesn't work out too well. The best turmeric out there is going to be like 95% curcumin. And so there are predatory product manufacturers in this industry, and most of them sell their stuff on Amazon. And not all stuff sold on Amazon is bad. In fact, you can buy CuraMed on Amazon. But there are some companies that are taking advantage of consumer lack of education or naivete or whatever you want to call it. And of course, that's one of the biggest reasons why I do this show, is to help you become a more informed consumer so that you can make better choices for you and your family when it comes to supplementation. Well, this product was a perfect example, and I'm surprised I haven't actually talked about this example on the show, so really glad she brought it up. This product had two capsules contained 1,000 milligrams of turmeric, the same way as what Cheryl said. But what they did that was, frankly, very clever, if you want to cheat people out of their money and mislead them, is they had 900 milligrams of turmeric powder, which again would probably give you about 18 milligrams of curcumin, and they had 100 milligrams of turmeric extract. And the way it was listed on the bottle, they actually listed them in reverse order. So it showed the extract at the top and then the powder at the bottom. And so what you might think you have is a curcumin product that is 1,000 milligrams or nearly 1,000 milligrams of curcumin, when in reality you have a turmeric product that is actually, in this case, probably was about 80 milligrams of, or 90 milligrams of curcumin, and, you know, 900 milligrams of something that your body really isn't going to benefit from all that much in terms of the anti-inflammatory benefits. But it looks like a great deal because on the front of the bottle it says 1,000 milligrams. It's 90 capsules. I don't know how much she spent for it, but I bet it was $12, $15. And then you compare that to CuraMed, where a 30-capsule bottle might be $30, for instance. And you think, oh my gosh, this isn't even close. But, and it isn't. It's not even close. In this case, you are absolutely getting what you pay for. And so, again, buyer beware. Look at the supplement facts panel. If you're buying turmeric, and if you're not going to buy it from, if you're not going to buy CuraMed, which I highly recommend, but if you're not, make sure you're looking to see how much curcumin is in the product. You want it to be as high as possible. And then, you know, you're going to want to have like black pepper extract in there to potentially enhance that a little bit. But black pepper isn't nearly as effective at enhancing it as the turmerones in the essential oil, as what Cheryl was talking about. I just can't see a good reason not to use CuraMed when it comes to turmeric products. So anyway, that's my spiel about that. And now I actually am up against the clock and have to run. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you have questions, call us 801-292-6662 or jump online, vitalitynutrition.com. And if you're in Utah, come see us, 107 South, 500 West in Bountiful. My name's Jared St. Clair, and this has been Vitality Radio.
You've been listening to the Vitality Radio Podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.